Good morning, Migtown men. I'm looking at where the camera used to be. What a day. The first sort of thing that I've really been coming across a lot of is that women are basically stupid. You know, where, you know, I get sort of asked to speak on a certain topic or to share my insights and experience, and these fucking women just have to interrupt, and they just have to fucking tell me what I should or shouldn't be saying. And, you know, it's not their fucking place to do this, because it's me talking about what my observations and my experiences and what I've been going through in life. And these just fucking cunts just can't fucking help themselves, you know. And it's like they're just the fucking... And it's mostly, it's not exclusively women, but it's almost always women, you know. And that thing when you get into the, you know, it's like entering into negotiations on a business deal, and right before we get the paper out and sign on the dotted line, here's a contract for fucking, they just go, oh, I don't like the colour of the paper, I don't think we should do this, you know, and they're so fucking stupid, you know. And yeah, the two things, there's two different, completely different groups of women. And there's one meeting, and there's about eight or ten women, and there's about eight or ten men. And the women were all carrying on with, oh, my husband, I don't like the way he folds the sheets, and, you know, he has to do the dishes and this and that, and, you know. And these fucking women, these arrogant fucking retards, were just shoveling this shit, like, you know. And the men were going along with it. Oh, yes, I know how to fold underwear. I know how to fold bed sheets. And, oh, I can do the ironing. And, you know. And so this was a cunts and cucks festival of just bullshit. And this went on for like 10 fucking minutes, 10, 15 minutes. So I was just sitting there going, da-da-da-da, while I was doing this, you know. And, I said, to have all these fat bitches sitting around on their big asses, you know, he's away at work all day, like 8, 10, 12 hours or whatever, and, you know, and then, and you fat fucking sluts are sitting at home, bloody fucking his friends behind his back, and then saying, you know, what an asshole he is because he doesn't fold the sheets right, you know. You know, and, you know, and they, fuck, you know. And I was back at that meeting a few days later, and I thought I could have just fucking piped up and said, look, I'd really like to apologise for how I spoke the other day, because I forgot to mention that, you know, you old cunts are going to end up, when he dies, you cunts are going to end up old, alone, with nobody, no money, and you're going to become drunken bag ladies out on the fucking street. You know? I didn't, though. And, oh, fuck. Oh, man. Oh, God. Grit. The other thing was, there was a group of women. I was just, you know, when the meeting was over, I was just sort of sitting there doing my work and all this sort of stuff, and I had one eye on the fucking people and one ear on the bloody discussions. And there was about four or five women, and they were going, oh, when I was on drugs, I went off and got lip filler, and it starts to go down, and, oh, you look so beautiful, you look so lovely, and, oh, my counsellor's telling me, oh, I don't like fucking men. I should go become a lesbian. Lesbian. You know, and they're saying, oh, you know, I got, you know, salmon semen injections in the bags under my fucking eyes, and oh, it swelled up really bad, and I look like horror. But then now I'm like more beautiful than ever, and I'm thinking, you look like fucking dog shit. You're old, you're fat, you're fucking asshole and a retard, you know. You got no personality, no fucking brains, and you're a fat fucking retard, and you're about 42, you know, 45 maybe. You know, and she's, you know, there's what I call in Australia, we have the Sharon, we abbreviate names, you know, from like Sharon and Darren. Those were names for a period in the 60s and 70s and 80s and that, you know what I mean? And now no one calls anybody Sharon or Darren sort of thing. It's like, but Australians abbreviate their names, you know, when they call each other, they go, oh, hi Shazza. And hi, Dazza, you know, instead of Sharon and Darren. And what happens in all these fucking AA and Narcotics Anonymous meetings is they get into little huddles so they don't have to be seen to be by themselves. Oh, my God, no. What will people think? I'm the one standing here that no one wants to talk to. I just said I'm not being held hostage by that shit, you know. And anyway, so at the end of the meeting, I'm standing there with 10, 20, 30, 40 years of drug, being drug-free, you know what I mean? And the cunts won't come up to talk to me. They won't say, oh, great wise sage, you know, give me your pearls of wisdom, you know? What do I need to die of old age and natural causes instead of being a fucking overdose, you know, down an alley or something, you know? And they never do. They all ignore me. They get into their Shazza and Dazza talks. And that means that, you know, they go, oh, mate, oh, our footy was, you know, is the top of, our football team is the top of the league. Oh, we're the best, mate. We're going to fucking clean you up next Saturday. Oh, yeah, mate, no fucking luck. We're coming up from the very bottom and, oh, we're the best ever team, and oh, mate, we got a new front forward fucking person kicking the ball, and oh, you know, and it's just fucking, you know, it's like these fucking cunts are just going, you know, and I'm there, and no one will fucking come and talk to me, you know, no one will come, looking at the camera that's up there, that's down here, you know. And no one will fucking come and talk to me. They all ignore me. No one says, you know, would you be my personal confidant and advisor? Oh, no. And they're all into the gossip. They're all into the fucking rumour mongering. They're all into the bloody, just the stupid shit talk, you know. And there's women in this meeting this morning, at the end of this meeting. There's about five or six maybe, you know. And they're talking about, well, when they're doing drugs, they go down the mall and get lip. She said, oh, your lips are so beautiful. Oh, yes, I was so high and I went down to the mall, the shopping mall, and I got lip filler. You know what I mean? And, oh, yes, I got the fucking salmon semen injections in the bags under my eyes, you know. Oh, fuck, you know, I look like a fucking monster. I look like Frankenstein for a few days. Oh, you know. And, you know, and the thing is that these fucking bitches, these fucking assholes, these dogs, you know, like, you know, 42 and fat, you know, and fucking homely as fuck, you know. And they're just gossiping cheap fucking women, you know. Oh, where is a book? I don't have a book. I've got thousands of books. But they never pull out books and study things. They never learn anything. They just talk about fucking shit all day because that's all they've got upstairs is fucking shit. But when I've been listening to Hammerhand, I've been taking, you know, his shows, depending on the show and what's happening and that, but sometimes I'll listen to them 15, 20, 30 times, you know what I mean? Just put them on loop and play them, you know. And when he talks about the war against men, these women have been so fucking indoctrinated in men are just fucking pieces of shit. They're bad things, they're nuisances, they're fucking assholes. And all my women friends, you know, what Hammerhand's been saying is all my fucking women friends have been putting shit on him, saying, what are you doing and why don't you become a lesbian and fucking, you know, and I thought, you fucking stupid cunts. Women are fucking stupid. They don't think things through. They listen to absolute fucking bullshit, and because all these other fucking idiots are saying the same fucking things, they go, oh, yeah, my husband's a fucking shitbag, you know. Oh, domestic violence, but you're the drunken cunt starting almost all the fights, you know. You fucking pieces of shit, you know. And then they're saying, oh, he wants to get back with me and all this, that and the other, and I'm thinking, you know, I hope he says, I'm sick of you junky pieces of shit, and get to fucking divorce. You know? Because, you know, that's the thing. I wanted to say something, but I didn't. And then after 10, 15 minutes of just listening to these fucking cunts in action, that's the lesson. You know? I thought there's going to come a time when you fucking, you retarded bitches, you've got no fucking man. You've got fuck all source of income. You've got a couple of kids in tow, you know, and you're going to lose the fucking house. You're going to lose this, that and the other, and you're going to become a drunken fucking bag lady on the streets, and your kids are going to tell you to fuck off, you know. And, you know, then you die, you know. Big mixture of pills and fucking booze and over you go, you know. You know, and that thing that Terence Pop used to say, 40 to 80 is a long time to be alone, you know. So, yeah. But see, you know, paying attention to all the teachers, you know. These men are teaching me what not to do, how to sort of see things for what they are, and how to take appropriate action, like get the fuck away from these retarded fucking assholes, because the indoctrination is so complete, they are fucking incapable of seeing it, and it goes against everything they know, and it goes against everything all their other retarded asshole friends are telling them, you know. And, you know, there's no point really saying fucking much, you know. Maybe a few things here and there to get in, tell them the truth and watch them go insane. Bit of sport, you know. But it's where men are just silently, you know, men, you know, there's that thing. Men are just silently going into retreat. They're just hitting sort of, it's like vehicles, you know what I mean? Different gearboxes and different things, but there's a way to use the clutch and just to slide it out of, say, first or something, and just to slip it very quiet, click, into reverse, and just, you know, take your foot off, apply just a little bit of fucking power, so you got just a little bit of fucking energy going to the wheels, and you just silently fucking back out of there, you know, and then fucking quietly turn your steering wheel around, and then fucking silently just click, click, click into first, and then just apply a little bit of power. Just apply a little bit of power and slowly fucking grow out, you know. And I think that's what, you know, don't get involved with this. It's not my job to save these stupid cunts from themselves. For the most part, most of them won't fucking listen. And just go into retreat. Head off, you know. Oh, and the third fucking idiot, not as a singular individual, you know. Some of these groups that I participate in, these fucking cunts start saying, "Oh, got to not be careful not to trigger other people, and if you put saying it too far, too much, you could upset other people. So if you're saying anything that might upset other people, we'll have to interrupt you and tell you to stop talking about all the issues. You know, that's your life. You know, and these are groups where people talk about, you know, murders, drug addiction, incest, rape, genuine domestic violence, not feminist snivelling, you know. There's all sorts of fucking issues going on there. And sometimes these can be really, really good. And this is where you learn how to work your way through issues by listening to those who have gone before you. And, you know, depending on who's chairing the meeting, it could be someone who is really switched on and is intent on helping people to help themselves and to get results in the process, you know. But often there's these fucking, most often it's women, I think I've talked about this before, but most, more often than not, it's fucking women. And they've all written, in most of these meetings, they've written into the script, "Oh, but if, you know, talk about what's going on for you, but if I, as the person who's chairing the meeting, is saying, if it's something I think you should be taking to a therapist, or I think you should not be talking about because you might upset other people, you know, might be triggering, then I'm going to ask you to, you know, shut up and stop talking about that," or, you know. And really, it's none of their fucking business. B, I've been at this shit for like more than 50 years, you know. And what happens is, you know, I'm not here to, you know, pacify the neurotics, you know. "Oh my God, you know, he said brown shoelaces, and I'm triggered by brown shoelaces because my fucking uncle, my great-great-great-grandparents in the, you know, well, they were strangled by the Nazis with their brown shoelaces 150 years ago. Oh, I'm upset. It's your fault, you know." It's like, fuck off, you know. And this fucking bitch and these fucking cunts, they say, they write into the script, "So therefore it's written in there, so therefore it must be true because we said it is true. We have the authority." When they have no authority to tell any other fucking adult what they should or shouldn't be talking about, and they have no authority to fucking, you know, silence people or limit them to their fucking subjects, you know. And, but because that, you know, they're, you know, it's like, I've seen on library notice boards and stuff like that, you know, these fucking women, that usually almost always women, that say, we are an inclusive and non-judgmental group that welcomes all people. Every fucking time I've seen, you know, fat fucking bitches, you know, with their non-judgmental fucking thing, they are the nastiest, most manipulative, controlling fucking assholes I've ever fucking met, you know. And so when I'm in one of these meetings and these women start, "Oh, well, you know," because you don't know who's chairing the meeting, you know, like you might get to know them, but, you know, they can be psychotics, they can be borderline personalities, they can be active drug addicts, they can be profound fucking neurotics, they can be all sorts of fucking crazies and addictions and shit mixed up at once. And yet they're telling you you're the one who has to abide by what they think, because you're not crazy like them, you know. And this one fucking bitch tried on that shit with me last night, you know. "Oh, well, I just have to interrupt you there. Oh, you know." And I said, "Why don't you shut the fuck up, you know." You know, and that's what happens to these people. they come and they go, and they come and they go, and they come and they go, and they never fucking get it that you're here to shut your fucking trap, mind your own fucking business, and do what it takes to work your own way through the fucking your own issues, and to learn everything you can off everybody you can, you know? Oh, no, you can't say that, you can't say that, you know? You know, they're just in, fuck me. So a big thank you to everybody that puts in all this information on just how fucking crazy these fucking women are, and how destructive they are, and how manipulative they are, and how fucking insanely stupid they are. You know, just the men are just going, click, click, click. Silent retreat. Click, click, click. First gear. And they're just rolling quietly out of the car park and down the road. And those women are there going, my husband, domestic violence, domestic violence. Oh, I'm a victim of domestic violence. But they never say they were the ones who are responsible. These drugged fucked cunts are never the ones who ever say that I'm the one who's responsible for starting almost all the fucking fights in the place. I'm the one who's, you know, listening to all my stupid fucking brainwashed friends, you know, about what cunts all men are, and, you know, how I should leave him, and how I should become a fucking lesbian, you know. That's just saturation stupidity. Yeah, I'll stop. I advise myself to not go around in circles too many times, because it's, I think people get the point once or twice around, you know. All right, thank you very much, man. Have a good day.